is officially opened, we, you will remember that we said we'll call a special rules meeting to deal with two items only. So I expect the meeting to be very short. Is there any apology or apologies, Mr. Harris?
Chair, I'm not sure exactly who it's, who I'm apologizing on behalf of, but Mr. Chana at least, and possibly other members of the Finance Committee, had to go to create the quorum in the meeting which is currently taking place.
Only one member, Mr. Kunda, apologized. The rest didn't.
Apologize for Mr. Chana as well.
Okay. You like him?
we support each other in the Finance Committee.
Okay. Okay. Adoption of the agenda. Do you want to add something, or you will adopt the agenda? Adopted?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, in the rules meeting on the 26th of August, you would remember that it was decided that we call this special committee meeting to establish a subcommittee on review of rules. That is what is on the agenda, and to appoint the chairperson of the subcommittee at the same time. And the agenda items, therefore, will be establishing of the subcommittee review of council. That is rule 118F. Those who have got their rules. Do you want me to read the rule for you? It's rule 118F. So that we just take everybody on board. F says appoint subcommittees to assist it with perform of any of the functions or the exercise of its powers. That is the function of the Rules Committee. So that's the committee that you are going to appoint. What does Rule 121 say? Rule 121B says the Subcommittee on Review on Rules should be established. So we are covered by the rules. That's what we should be doing right now. And once we have done that, in terms of Rule 127, it is this committee that appoints the chair. Chairperson is under Rule 127. The Rules Committee appoints one of the members of the subcommittee as the chairperson of the subcommittee. So we are going to deal with that. That's item number one. The names that are before me is Mr. Jacobs from the Free State and Ms. Madija from Limpopo and Ms. Boroto from Mpumalanga, Mr. J.J. Kunda, and Mr. A. Watson from Mpumalanga. Those are the names that are proposed to serve on the Subcommittee on Rules. Agreed? Mr. Watson?
Are we restricted to those numbers? I can't remember the composition, but I didn't hear the IFP being represented.
No, it's not in terms of political parties. 126. Let's check the rule, Mr. Webster. 126, the composition. The Committee on Review of Rules consists of council members appointed in such a way that the majority party has three representatives and two members, each of whom must belong to the different minority party represented the minority parties. Is it clear? we have the DA and we have the ID. Okay. Right. So okay. Now that's it. Now the names are agreed to. There's no problem. So do we agree that the committee is now fully established? That's the first decision we should take. Yes, we agree. Now we come to 3.2, appointment of the chairperson. According to the chief whip, the proposal is that Mr. Jacobs be the chairperson of the committee. Any objection to that? No objection. Agreed to. That deals with 3.3. Now, 3.3, what we have done, Mr. Watson, you would remember the beginning of the third parliament. All those were there, chief with myself. Who else was there? Dow. Now the official, Edwin. Edwin used to be a member of this house. We agreed in a workshop. I can't remember where we held this workshop that we have to look at our rules. And what we did the third parliament was whenever we had a problem, then we would sort of amend that rule. It was a piecemeal thing. So what I did, I requested the staff to go through, the procedural staff to go through all the rules, all of them, from rule 1 to rule 25 or 150, whatever the case may be. Whether do they fit the situation currently where we are. And those rules who seems to be redundant, they need to be amended or to be done away with. So we have a copy of the draft rules, which will then be referred to this committee to go and look at them. In other words, you will be given that draft and you will be given this copy of the rules which were last, when were they last amended? 2008. Now you will have that copy and have the draft copy of the amended rules. Go through all of those rules, all of them. Compare them with these rules here. Staff will assist you. The acting secretary will make sure that there's procedural staff that works with you on those issues. Clean the draft rule book for us. As and when you are ready, which I would suggest that it should be quick, present them to this committee for adoption. You don't have to come and present on one day the whole book. Say you are ready with 10 of those rules, or 15 of them. Bring them, let's discuss them. Let's agree on them. Go back, go and work on other remaining rules. Bring another set of rules. Let's work on them, approve them, until you finalize them. Then we know that we have got new sets of rules that we are happy about, all of us. And as and when the need arises, then we will amend. Of course, there might be a need that arising in the course of our this 5-year term. So this is what we are trying to do. So the draft is ready. Where's the draft? Will you give it to the subcommittee today? Okay. The draft is ready and the draft will come to the subcommittee today so that they can start working on that. The chairperson will coordinate the meetings. You'll start looking at that. I normally like to put some time frames when we deal with these things because I don't want you to keep these rules with you until the third year. What could be the time frame? By December?
Before we rise.
All right. Let's deal with them. Let's just hold the bull by its horns. I know it's a little bit difficult, but once we are done, we're done. let's say before we rise for the long recess, we should be done by these rules. So you have got enough time. You have got September, October, November, December. This year we will rise in December, not in November. We will have a joint programming committee very soon that will tell you, you might actually go up to Christmas. Yes. Yes. You can use it next year. You see, the program is because of the money bill, which has got some implication in terms of the implementation. So we need to, there are no transitional arrangements. So we are going to take a little bit a longer time in terms of the money bills and so on. That's the thing that will drag us into December. Otherwise, normally we adjourn in November. So you've got enough time. Chairperson, congratulations for your election. Speech. Now, the second thing, we are done now with this meeting. The third meeting, you will realize that our program is packed today. The steering committee for the taking parliament to the people, which will take place next year. You know we have reviewed the program. I did present to you during the workshop the views of the people down there. So normally it takes us 4 months to prepare this, but according to the review, it's now going to take us 6 months. Before we go to the area, we want to know exactly what's happening in that area. So some people must be doing the work. So after this meeting, when I adjourn, the members of the steering committee will then remain. We continue with that meeting. The province we have selected to go to is Limpopo. The whip of Limpopo will remain, is part of that steering committee. The other names, the two house chairpersons, the chief whip, the deputy chief chairperson, myself, forms that steering committee, acting secretary, and other staff members will be dealing with those issues. You know yourself. Now this meeting is adjourned.